incentive, depending if I'm in the country. I'm in the country, we'll do it, although we have proven from Tisha B'Av, due to Tzaddik's help, that I don't have to be in the country either. We'll see, but we hope to start in somewhat of a timely fashion. But I'm glad we're getting in this year. Let's continue this handout that we're going through, the basic Makaris and the Beis Yosef and the Torah, the Prisha, will be the building blocks of the entire sugyas. We have to do this very carefully. Now let's go to page 5. We're just skipping around a little bit. I'm going to go back to the one we missed. Page 5, go to the three bottom lines in the Beis Yosef. Kasav ba'aguda. You see that? Three lines on the bottom. Four lines on the bottom. Page 5. Kasav aguda perek metaimnin. Ha delisha ba'al kanafayim. Famous Maisa. Elisha was a courageous Yid who was Maisa Nefesh for what he believed in. And they made a gzera, among many other gzeras, not to keep any mitzvahs, what they're aiming at, not to wear tefillin. Tefillin was worn by Jews all day until relatively recent times. And we just cut it down to davening because we're worried about guf nekiyim and machshavas nekiyim. But not a hamadrega that walked around with tefillin. We're going to have to get used to that. I assume we're going to go back to the madrega. Mom by Slish, you got to just see a Yid in the street. He's going to be wearing tefillin. So that's what you could do with it. The famous Meister of Levi Yitzchak. It's good for Yom Kippur in Malam Yitzchus. Levi Yitzchak was once with another Yid, and he came upon a third Yid who was changing the tire of his carriage. These tires always got stuck in the mud and they got ruined. And he was changing the tire with his tefillin on. Apparently, the Yid was still wearing tefillin. So the fellow said to Levi Yitzchak, changing a tire with it. That's a muddy job. Changing the tire with it, tefillin on. Levi Yitzchak said, me kamchi Yisrael. Even when they change tires, they think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's two ways of looking at everything. And it's going to be an interesting set of halachas, loss of lover. What can you do when you're wearing tefillin? If a Maisa Rav, you can change tires, right, Liz? Is that... it sounds like funny, like you change a tire and tefillin. So is that a bizayin? Is that not a bizayin? I'm not saying we're passing from the story. Saying that we have to get used to the concept. And they had this gzeira that they can't wear tefillin. And he wore it anyway because it was Shas HaShmad. Now keep in mind, for a mitzvah's aseh, you don't have to be mitzvah nefesh, and it might be ulcer, depending on who you are and the circumstances. Who has to take a stand? The Gadol B'Yisrael could take a stand. For mitzvahs aseh, you don't. Shaila is why. Either because mitzvahs aseh is more kal than a les aseh. We're going to get to shoelaces later on in the sugya. Or because they can avati for mitzvahs aseh anyway, they just take away the tefillin. So you won't accomplish anything. If they take out a gun and say, eat chazer, in front of 10 yidin, it's nekdashi v'sob b'nei Yisrael. In front of even one yid shas hashmad, it's a chiv yahar v'yavar. So what are you accomplishing? The answer is, you might get killed, but you didn't eat the chazer. So who won? So you won. By the tefillin, they could grab the tefillin from you and then kill you. So then you're taking a stand. You're not necessarily accomplishing anything. If a person feels for the dar is needed to make an example, it's not, then it's mutter. So he, with great bravery, walked around tefillin, even though it's dangerous, he might get caught. And then somebody saw him and he started giving chase and he started running away. And he was running and running, and then he caught him. And a second before he got there, he took off the tefillin. So why is he allowed to take off the tefillin? The answer is because the mitzvah says not Yahar Vayavar, and he already was brave enough. He already did something which is already a chiddush. And they took off the tefillin, and the Roman soldier said, what do you got in your hand? And he said, just some birds, you know, going to the shuk. And he opened his hand, and they had birds. One of the reasons why we have the many bites tefillin, that wrap it on both sides to look like the wings, is echad to this story. So let's go back to what the Aguda wants in the story. Ahad Elisha Baal Kanafayim Natal Tefillin Me'al Reishai Ka'avrezer Lo Yanirik Kefer. You take tefillin off. Remember, Simen Kuf Nezayin is one simen about Yahar Vayavar. Maybe we should do it once, maybe in tandem with this sugya, because a lot of it is from Chukasem L'Saleh for Shas HaShmad. You can't even change a minig. You can't even change a malbush. Can't change a shoelace. If we have a particularly Jewish shoelace, which we'll get to, that's black and conservative, and they have big, flashy red shoelaces, you can't switch. That's not directly the Reisa, becomes the Reisa of Chukasayim, but You can't even change a minig. So taking off tefillin, l'chayra, is changing a minig because you can walk around in tefillin. They did it all day. So what right does he have to take it off at the last moment? He's now looking like a guy. When you walked around that tefillin, you look like a guy. Interesting. The Gemara in Tainus, which we're going to get to later, it talks about different people in government circles who are dealing with Goyim to save Yidden were allowed to violate Chukosayim L'Selech. They weren't violating it. They had a heter. We'll see what the heter is. And one of the mices was a Yid who was in the Shuk. All the stories in Tainus where Elio would say, that's a Ben Olam Haba. And he ran after the guy. The guy wasn't wearing tzitzis. He was wearing big red shoelaces. And he said, like, my ma'asecha, I just heard from Eliyahu, you're Jewish. Like, what do you do? So he explained to him, I dress like this because I got to get into the prisons and help out all the people. It's a whole operation. So he had a heter. Shaila's the heter only because of fashas. There's another heter we'll get to. But the havmin over here, that's the good, that's to point out, is that walking around with that tefillin looking like a guy. So what is his heter to take it off? So he says, again, kasava guda, adelisha ban kafayim not the tefillin me'al-resha, ki avu azel lo yanir k'kayfer. Over there, there were Yidden. Many Yidden walk around tefillin all day. But if you saw a Yid without tefillin, it wasn't a telltale sign it wasn't a Yid. He took it off, went to the bathroom, he was changing a tire, if that's mutter's also, whatever he's doing. If you see a Yid without tzitzis, it looks mutna, because tzitzis, wearing Arba Kamfis, is a Yid that we do to put on Arba Kamfis, the Chayv and tzitzis. Then they have Begodim at Arba Kamfis, and the Begodim require tzitzis, so you want to tzitzis, he might look like a guy. Here, there wasn't a telltale sign, it was just most Yidden had it, and so he didn't. Now you're changing from black to red. Dafka, this next two lines are very important. Unfortunately, we're very nagay during the Holocaust. Dafka sheik, there are many truths about this. Dafka sheikir boshu yehudi mashana kadeshi esfirim shakafer az aser. He says, when they know he's Jewish already, and now he's dressing up like a guy, it's a kilo like kafer, he's turning his back on the Jewish people, and he wants to be like the goyim. Avarisi, Abaisi, Matirin, Lilbush, Big Day, Streichheit. Anybody figure out what that word is from the Teich? I mean, but it means some guy should dress. Shasa Sakana, Kadei Shalei Avinu, Shahu Yehudi. This is a guy who they didn't know he was Jewish in the first place. He's dressing up in a certain dress that's very guyish in a different place, different town. So they're not going to recognize it's Yankel the tailor. So then that's mutter, because not a chil Hashem, if he looks like a guy, because everyone looks like a guy. They didn't know he was Jewish in the first place. Now the reason, obviously, you can figure out this is so important in the Holocaust, many people did this. Some people even, Shai's can't dress up mamash like a galach. Rav Oshri has a tshuva, many of these tshuvas, and it's Shai's tshuva with Me'amakim. He has a tshuva about the passports, if you had it stamped, I think it was AK, which the K stood for Christian. That's already, so then, and the other passport said Jude, if you had a passport at all. And then you were in big trouble. So you're allowed to get a Geisha passport, which was what most people did. So if you're getting a passport from Guatemala or Cuba or something like that, I don't think they printed, but the Polish passport, the other things had a thing, and the symbol stood for that. And he says that it's mutter because it's Rosh Tevis, and you know you can think it means something else. And then Makar, that is Ramah. The Ramah says you could, if they ask you if you're Jewish, you could say no, which in German means one thing and in a different language means another thing. And just because they touched like that was a chiddush nifla, because if you say something, Sheker, usually if you say something which you know 99 of 100 people, 100 people understand it one way, but you had something else in mind, normally you call that Sheker, and it is. But here, if it's not blatant Sheker and it could have another touch, then even that's mutter. Over here, it's an easier heter. They never knew you're Jewish in the first place. It's not like he suspects you're Jewish, he's asking you if you're Jewish. He blends in with the Goyim. So that's fine. The passport was more of a shayla because Mamish saying that he's a different religion, and a religion that's a Avodah Zarah for us. And eventually he had a heter even on that, and it was used a lot, and they put the children, many Rishanim held an Achayvim HaVayavra. That's the Shaila with the Machlekas with the two Rabbanim of the Tower in York, which we have the kin about. One Rav held Yishashechtim before the church bursts into the room, which is happening any minute, and takes them away and baptizes them. And the other Rav said, they're not Achayvim HaVayavra, they're not Bar Mitzvah, and it's not our problem. And there's no clear-cut psak. The way the story ends is that he was screaming at him, don't kill them, and they're going to catch you, and they caught the Rav, and they tortured him, and the other one survived. That's not a raya, that one was right, one was wrong. Some run the story like that. But it was a machlekes. It's not a shayla whether you're chayv in yahar vayavar. On the bar mitzvah, it's not chayv in anything. Shayla is, should an adult be returning an neshama halig back to shamayim rather than let it fall into the hands of most people who went to the church, never came back. In World War II, some came back. So that's a serious shayla. But lamaisa, we hold you could put them there, and the kids automatically were put there. I was visiting my grandmother, and I saw a book I never saw on a table. And a family member, who's a cousin, who's in his late 80s now, wrote up the whole story about the Holocaust and how he survived. I never heard, tangentially, the story sounded vaguely familiar. I never saw it. He had pictures and everything. And they put him in France with a Christian family. And he was there for 3 years. And they went to church every Sunday morning. And he was 7 years old. Yeah, and they had to, or else the Nazis would come and catch them. And even with all the disguises and everything, they still caught many of them. And they were Mesa Nefesh, and they gave them back. The ones that Mesa Nefesh didn't give them back weren't Mesa Nefesh. They held this their ticket to Gehenna, but they chopped the Jewish. But these people did it because they felt it was the right thing to do, and they his sister, who was hiding somewhere else, came to get him afterwards, and they gave him up right away without a fight, which is the best ending you can have. And he grew up from came to New York, came to Crown Heights, and moved in with my grandparents. The rest is history. But that was that's the best ending you can have from these stories. Is it also if it doesn't come back? That's not chayv zishayim. But we assume that it's not mechuyav yahar vayavar. That's a very important question, which doesn't have an easy answer. Many people are quick to say it's a shas hashmad, and their rai is that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, used to take special pleasure in torturing from people and beard-cutting ceremonies and things like that, and making them work extra and giving them soup on Yom Kippur and all that. All that's true. With that said, it's clear that the orders from above, Hitler, Yimach Shemam, had nothing to do with religion, because the people claimed they converted to Christianity years ago, and their father did, and you were 1/8, whatever his equation was. It didn't help you one bit. He didn't care. He wasn't trying to convert people. Because the ones who did already said, we're a Christian, why are you taking us away? And it didn't help. So that, I think that's a bigger riot, that it was not a shas hashmad, and this nafkamina is very important. If they're trying to make them eat treif, so to have a general shas hashmad, I don't think it's pashut it is. The shayla is, let's say in Auschwitz, they dafka lined everybody up and gave double portion soup on Yom Kippur. For Simen Kufin and Zion, Shas HaShemad is one reason a person has to get killed for anything. But then there's Natasha Seven Esau in front of 10 Jews. And that they did in front of now the Eidah. You don't need Shas HaShemad to have a Chiv Yahar Vayavar on that. That was, they're doing a Dafka to make him violate his religion. That won't, my terrorists won't help for that.
So that's the. You don't have to give the life just for that.
The case, the classic case in the Gemara, which he's quoting, is changing the shoelace. Changing the shoelace doesn't sound like it's a whole what? Yeah, either one of the two.
But it's not because of this. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be because.
Yeah, they use the example of the chiddush, it's a shoelace. You have to get killed. The answer is not a shoelace. They want you to change, they want you to look gayish. So his chiddush is that if you don't know you're Jewish in the first place, then there's nothing wrong, because then it's not a... That's his heter, and it was used a lot. Yeah?
When we say mechov, what do we mean?
We're going to... The definition we have so far is either something that's involved in pritzis or something that's rooted in kishuf or avodah zarah, and they can't explain the reason. And we're going to chaza that now, because we're going to go into it further. So we're gonna. You got to be here for the next 8 weeks to figure that out. We're gonna get some of it now, but that's the precise definition is gonna take us a while to. I don't want to say what I used to say, so we're not gonna nail it down, because that might be also. We're gonna clarify it. Let's go right now. As a matter of fact, to the documentation, we're gonna give you a quick chazara of some of the sites that we had so far and add a few details. Right in the bottom there, Dakamesha, Al Kutsavaram, Parakanda Vadazar, Tulasa Teira El Chok Avadazara Advaram Shal Hevel U Matela, which means things that have no reasonable explanation, in which case we're Cheshish is rooted in these things. Kulan Yesh Ben Tzarech Avadazar, Advaram Shal Tam Shari, Lachain Tzarech Ramalacham, Let's Be Mishim Dakamera. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a minig that the Jews used to burn the private garments and possessions of a king, and that was considered an unbelievable covet. Why is it a covet? So l'havdil of Abdullah, it's similar to if a great ball player retires, they retire his number. Why they retiring his number? He had 22. So why nobody keeps 22 anymore? He says, covet, you don't use, that belongs to Babe Ruth or whatever. I don't know what his number is. That's I have to go back to Babe Ruth to see how much I know about him. Probably wasn't anybody since then. So they retire his number. So l'havdil of Abdullah's. I'm just using that example because otherwise the modern context, I don't say, why would you burn? This is like expensive stuff, these royal gowns. Why would you burn them? The answer is to show the king is dead, even though we have a new king, but no one's going to fill his shoes, so we burn everything. And we don't burn his avadim, obviously. We don't, the clothing and things like that is what we get rid of. It's an expensive proposition, but it's for covet, and we do it. Now, the Goyim also did it then. So the Gemara Bavarn's the problem. Why isn't that Dark Yamir? Why isn't that Chukos Hayim? The whole ceremony, it's all burning. The answer is, why are they burning it? Because it made sense. It showed covet. It's logical. So that's why we do it. So that's the head that we started with. Why do we ketchup and apple pie? It's because it tastes good. So that's not going to be an answer of Chukos Hayim. That's the example he's giving here. Tiesh b'zeh covet l'mel l'histo of kli tashmisha shlo yisham shavam acha. Nobody else should use it. That's why the Malka didn't get remarried, the same reason. Which we saw, if it's not apparent, the Kivan Shu Esa Dover Mashun is doing something strange. You're just doing it to copy Goyim, which is what we're trying to avoid. Why else would you do this paladika thing? I mentioned to you this example is coming. If a doctor wants to put out a shingle, so how does he do it? So they didn't have, I guess doctors made house calls then, so they didn't have shingles with offices. Or maybe they did, but they wanted to wear a cape as they were walking around. It's a further advertisement, and they wore this special cloak, which they still do today. I used to think before you get to know why they're really wearing it, that it was just to keep them clean. Doctors work in the OR, they need to get dirty. That's not why they wear the cape. That's a good reason also. They wear it as an advertiser. Haraya in the OR, they wear much more elaborate plastic. You know, there are better ways to keep clean. So they wore it partially as an advertisement. Shunasa mumcha brufuas. This is the heter I mentioned, possibly by the caps and gowns. It shows you attained a certain status. But chila levish malbush kamin kappa. It's cape. And it's the Israel the Hare Tam Levishas and Yadu Lasima Yesa Mimasige Chachma Hahi to show he reached this level in Chachma. The ain't little is Levishasa Rakhlat El Sanim Shachimena, Hain Hakovet, Hain Amamas. He has a direct thing, whether it's money, covet, whatever it is, but there's a Torah that's explainable. Shemitokach Yatzala Shem Ba Isa Chachma, he'll get fame and fortune, and everybody knows he's a good doctor. Umad the Kavle Ozla Beasian, people have a problem, a sickness will come to him. Minig Hasheni. Asher Yesh Lesser, top line of the documentation, Mishum Chukas Hagayim, Bodover Sher Shayim Bopritzis, something that's not rooted necessarily in Avodah Zarah Kishah for the like, it's things that are inherently Pritzistic in nature. Again, as I mentioned last week, Pritzis doesn't mean always the length of the dress, so it can mean things that are showy, flashy, Gaivadik. Negaba Hagayim, Gamza Asa, Kehu, Kehi Damrinan, Lois, Ashana, Raksa, the Masani, came and changed the shoelace. They had red ones. We had black ones because black is more humble, less fleshy. Shows humility. We're going to get back to that Gemara in about a month. What's with the getting dressed in black and going to a different city if you want to do an Aveira? It's a big Shaila. What that Gemara. What the point of that Gemara is, but what's it's supposed to engender humility. If it's black and they're wearing it for the same reason we wear it, then it's fine. As a matter of fact, in law firms, used to be, before dress down, maybe it's coming back, it was white shirt, dark black or dark suits, and the funerals, they still wear black. That's one answer for us. We wear black because it's humble and it's somber, and you know, so that's the same reason they're wearing it. And they understand that, interestingly enough. To a Levaya, they're not wearing red. They're wearing black. Right? Why is that? But that means black, you really want to be serious. That's what you wear. So then that's together with the apple pie and the ketchup and the sefer al malachim.
Does that mean there's a problem wearing a bright colored suit, for instance?
It's again, bright colored is relative. You look around here in shul, everybody's, maybe the rabbi's wearing black, everybody's either wearing black or navy or, no one's wearing yellow. Why is there good reason for that? Because it's not because it's not yeshivish. It's not yeshivish because it's not, it's fleshy. We're not trying to do this. And it's not a coveting. Especially Shabbos Yontif. It's not a coveting. Now, we could certainly, I think every community could certainly probably maybe think about an upgrade in some casual wear that they wear to davening when they stand Shema Nesei Fana Bakash Baruch Hu on a Sunday, L'minyanam. That needs a little chizik sometimes. Because what's the difference? It's not Shabbos Yontif. Okay, he's not wearing a suit, but he's still davening. So yes, you can sometimes have somebody come in yellow, and he's coming. Good news, he's coming to Minyan. He's about to go somewhere to him coming to my game. Okay, so then maybe we should build in campus as a constant problem with the Bachram. We try to build into the schedule that whatever you're doing during the activity, and you come to davening like a mensch, which is. Try to be strict on, but that always needs a little chizik. But the black is certainly understood even by the Gaim, I believe. The conservative colors, yeah.
What if you're wearing something to be cool? So you're wearing a jersey with stock.
That's exactly what we're trying. Well, if you wear a t-shirt which has some chalaria on it at a concert, holding a mic with a big hippie head of hair, and then that's exactly the problem. Certainly to davening, but even stam chukah same. If you're trying to identify with their loud priestistic thing, it's not a din only in length of skirts or even in colors. I think that's a problem. You're identifying with now. There's a lesichanim issue with putting big posters of baseball, hockey, football stars on your walls. You can't compliment Goyim, Akum is still usher, and I tell the kids this is a realist. This is not. People hear this like, oh, what kind of, this is America. I said, you can comment all you want. You could say, what an incredible throwing arm a Kosh Baruch Hu gave that man, Mamish Niflis Aberi. If you bring a Kosh Baruch Hu to the picture and you're talking about the Bria, that's fine. Most kids don't talk like that. That's the problem. I remember in camp I was talking about this and one Bacha came to me years later. He says, amazing, Rabbi Belsky just gave a shir in Lezichanim. He said the same exact thing. I said, why is that? I said, if you hear a shir from anybody who learned the sugya, this is a Kosh Baruch doesn't want us idolizing. That's the word idol. Straight, but Hashem doesn't want us copying that culture. So if you have the chalaria on the on your shirt or any other, that's now. Can you have a Pepsi or Coke logo? I don't want to take sides. That's a popular T-shirt. The answer is yeah. Why do you have that? You like Coke. It's goyish. Okay, I'm not saying it's yishuah to davening, but that's not a lesichanim issue. You're not picking on a person, and it's not particularly pizza unless it's a red one with the. Then maybe it's a little bit over the top. But you have to don each one. It's a difficult sugya. Yeah.
What about a tuxedo?
Tuxedo, I don't think it's a problem because it's not worn. It wasn't worn by the clergy, and it was considered fancy dress. I have news for you. I think it was my grandmother quoted twice in the same shiur. Very wise, elderly, almost elderly lady, only 99 right now. Sharp as a whip. She keeps getting sharper and sharper every year she ages. So when I first came in with a kapota. 8 years ago. So she smiled. She said it jokingly. She says, oh, says, I was waiting for you to get a Prince Albert. She said, what? So she says, that's a Prince Albert. I said, no, it's a capote. He says, I assure you, it's a Prince Albert. You can call it a capote if you want. She knows what a capote is. She saw them before I was born. But she also knows history. And so that's not, if it's fancy and this is considered dignified, then that's where it came from. It happens to be, we're going to get into, not now, after Sukkis, where the Hidur, Chumra, the Chassidim, they dafka wear, Bekesh, things like that, which, where they get that from, and why they dafka looking not like the Goyim, that's going to be a major machlekes here, what the Rama means. But what they did, historically, is very interesting. They took Levushim from the Goyim after it was out of style 150 years. And then they adopted it. So the Prince Albert is not in style, and now we're wearing his kapotas. I don't. So you're saying, should Dafka go and wear it? No, but that wouldn't be usher if it just considered something that's classy. I want to have a black tie affair, and you want to do it, and cost everybody a lot of money, which is a shayla ben al-chaver. But it's annoying sometimes. You get those people want to do it, they understand, they're like a nice affair. I've had people complain to me, they were moaning and groaning, they got a thing, black tie affair, and they called up. So sometimes it just means like the chassan is going to be wearing it, maybe the shver and the mechudin. And a couple of them, they were really makbet, not really in these circles too much. And he said, I got to spend money renting. They didn't send a check with the invitation, go rent a tuxedo. So Shaila, okay, so if they're all friends and they're all maskim and they have some echos and call that way, it's not awesome. No, I don't think it's awesome, just fancy. Let's just finish the last few lines here. The first one, line of sneeze. Then they saw Leah's other love, Vishal, Tseva, Shacha, Meryl, Chanav, Shiflet, Chmashal, Mishis, Gabalov, Yobashkarm. Chain Ned Yisrael, Bishkarm, Chain Chaldavish, Shudera, Shachat, Shachat is like in your face, but Gaiva. Chori, Kiain, Ze, Chaluk, Bayaka, Chaluk, Yakov, Aval, Minig, Shneg Yisrael, Malbush, Vagayam, Malbush. Acher in Ein Eisa she is all Mary Yisrael Tznius. But if we have a dress and they have a dress and ours is not more Tznius inherently, Meisa Shogoy, Ein Shomis the Yisrael Lubos Malbush Shogoyim. You can wear a suit. They're wearing suits. You can wear suits. They're wearing a tux. You can wear a tux. Marachas Shudera Kashrus Tznius Kaisa she Yisrael Akan Lashayna. The Hirach Betshuva Mashma Dachol Ha'Yisra Ein Asa Elik Shoyisa Kedei Lahadmas. Whether consciously or subconsciously, you're trying to do it to look like them and copy them. Lahadmas Alayim Below to Elis Acheres. Of all I did to Ella Shari, like the cape of the doctor, and perhaps the caps and the gowns. And we'll go into this, Amit Hashem, after Sukkot, and just look out for the email.